stand-up in particular, I think, is you go through some rough patches, mm-hmm. for sure. Right. I had a few. I mean, when I was living here, it's actually, there are great days because I was young and hungry and I just wanted to kind of like get out there, but I would take any gig.
Right, that you have to.
Yeah, you have to. I took gigs in like the outer boroughs, wherever. I remember there was one in, I think it was either Poughkeepsie or the Poconos, mm-hmm. or somewhere. Sure. Somewhere with a P.
Right.
And you know, you get heckled at these things. And I got heckled by someone who was a lot smarter than me. And a lot funnier. Mm. This was a guy, he was like a medical doctor, and he was just deconstructing my act and just kind of dressing me down.
Wow.
Which was brutal.
Yeah.
But that was not the most brutal part. The most brutal part was that the headliner who went on after me spent his entire act making fun of my set.
See, that's not right.
I thought I was. I got off stage. I was like, I'm done. Mm-hmm. I can watch this guy. I can learn from him.
Right.
I can see what's going. And he just starts to pick apart everything I had said.
That's not good.
It's not cool.
It's a violation of the brotherhood.
Thank you.
Whatever happened to that guy? Did anything come his way?
Never heard of him.
Good. Let that be a lesson.